It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The call comes in at 4 a.m. A swan in trouble out in the frozen lake at Prospect Park. Webbed feet stuck to the ice. In the pre-dawn darkness, our hero slips out of bed and races to the park, where she carefully slides across the dangerous ice to save the creature. That rescuer is Marty Weiss, wildlife and aquatic technician for the Prospect Park Alliance. She's the one who gets the call when there's a hurt raccoon or a swan that has swallowed a fish hook or a turtle that's gotten itself wedged somewhere. And she joins us now. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Would you describe for us what exactly you do? We have some idea based on that description, but what do you do?
Well, I take care of the lake and the water course here in Prospect Park, and also all the wildlife, domestic and wildlife, I should say.
I'm curious, how did you get into this work?
I've always had something with animals, an affinity with animals, right from the beginning. I used to work on my cousin's farm many, many years ago, but I got a chance to work at London Zoo back in the middle 80s, and animals just took to me. And within a day, I was handling snakes, iguanas, and spiders, and you name it. It started from there. I love animals, and they seem to like me for some reason.
I love animals, too, but I got to be honest. When you start talking about a 12-foot-long snake, that's kind of where I draw the line. You once got a call about a 12-foot snake in the park. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. It was an albino python. It had been dumped in the lake, funnily enough, in a trash bag, believe it or not. Yeah, and I got a call from the police, and I shot down there and put it out of the water.
How did you pull it out of the water?
I grabbed it. I do a lot of rescues with just my hands. If an animal's not going to give me a severe bite or a dangerous bite, I prefer to touch the animal and have a tactile feel. They prefer it. They calm down more. Using gloves when not necessary can be problematic.
When you grabbed this 12-foot-long snake, how did the snake react?
Well, it was not in good condition. It was in really bad condition. But most animals will react fine. You know, it's very surprising how, when they have the right handling, how quickly an animal settles down.
Do you think that they sense that this is a rescue effort rather than something putting them in danger?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they struggle. So you've got to be prepared for every eventuality. Obviously, if I'm handling raccoons, I use special, highly rated animal gloves. If I have to deal with rats or squirrels or something that can really give you a nasty bite, I've handled many, many snakes over the years. You've just got to support the animal in the right way and carry it and treat it in the right way.
Marty, how many times have you been bitten?
Actually, in the park, only once.
Only once. That's pretty good. Now, how many rescues would you say that you do, say, on average?
Last year, I did 251 actual rescues. Now, that's not total animals. Sometimes I've found up to 30 raccoons in a huge trash container. Mm. So we're talking hundreds and hundreds of animals just last year.
And it sounds like occasionally these can be pretty dangerous, not just because the animal might bite or scratch you. Also, you sometimes have to venture out onto the lake when it's covered in ice.
That was only the once. It was a pair of cygnets that got out the small patch of water and just frozen to the ice. I've done ice training many times, and I took all precautions. You know, it had to be done. There was no way I was going to let these animals die frozen to the ice. It was a matter of need. And so I got out there. I was only out there for a matter of 20 minutes, and I'd freed both.
Were you scared, Marty?
I don't get scared with an animal. I think it's the adrenaline that kicks in. I'm thinking of the animal, and that's all that matters to me.
I understand a large part of your job is not only rescuing wild animals in distress, but also trying to save domestic animals that have been dumped in the park. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. The thing is, people seem to think that if they don't want an animal anymore, that it will survive in the park. Mm-hmm. And 95% of the time, that is not the case. The trouble is also the effect it can have on the ecosystem here. Our highest population of turtles are red-eared sliders, and they started off from people dumping pets. They've reproduced, they're hardier than the native turtles. So they actually have now become the most dominant turtle in the park, in the lake.
Well, I have some tape here from someone involved in one of your recent rescues. 8-year-old Zella Rishi of Brooklyn spotted a small bird in trouble in the park last August, high up in a tree. Here she is describing it.
That bird was hanging from a fishing hook that was connected to string that was connected to a branch. It seems like the bird was in very much pain, but it was still alive and it could survive for a bit longer.
They put out a call for help, and it turns out it was you who arranged that rescue. What should people do if they see an animal in distress?
Okay, well, if you don't know me and you don't have my contact number, then you should be phoning 311, and that would be put through to the rangers.
Before we let you go, Marty, any messages to park visitors to help the wildlife stay safe so we can all just coexist?
Be responsible. Take your trash out with you. If you're a fisherman, please do it responsibly. You need to clear up your line and your hooks. Make sure you have the right hooks, the legal hooks. It's about taking responsibility for your actions in a park and cleaning up after yourself.
What a joy it is to talk to you. Marty Weiss, Wildlife and Aquatic Technician for the Prospect Park Alliance. Marty, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we rescued the bird, and the bird lived happily ever after.
Marty the superhero.